Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Face Turn Podcast here on the Sports Insanity Network. I'm Noah Trombley, joined today by the pun master himself, Mike Rifkin. Mike, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good, dude. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Well, we have got AEW Revolution tomorrow night on the 6th of March. 2022. So we're recording this the day before, but we're going to go through our predictions for AEW Revolution 2022. We start off with AHFO consisting of Andrade El Idolo, Matt Hardy, and Isaiah Cassidy versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy Guevara. Mike, who are you taking?
Sting, Sammy, and Darby. This writes itself with either Cassidy or Andrade turning on Matt Hardy, or Matt Hardy just walks out on them, which will lead to someone else debuting for AEW.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. It's Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy Guevara taking this one. I don't think there's any question about this. All right, up next, we have for the TBS Championship, we have Jade Cargill defending against Ty Conti. I'm going to go and new here. I think Ty Conti finally does it. I think she finally beats Jade Cargill. I think they've given Jade a fairly decent run with the title. She's had it since like early January. You know, now it's mid-March. I think they gave her a good run with it. She now can focus on getting better in the ring and maybe becoming AEW Women's Champion. So I think this is a perfect thing for Ty Conti to really elevate the women's division and really give her something big to do. Mike, what about you?
I'm going to say, and still, I'm going to go with Jade. Although I wouldn't be shocked if they had Ty win. Ty deserves to win the belt or either belt. I'm just wondering if there's a bigger plan. Maybe it's all out, title for title, Cargill versus two TBD.
Please don't do that. Stop doing unification titles. I don't like that.
Why not? That's your new favorite thing.
Well, we'll discuss that when we get to talking about WrestleMania in a future episode, but we're going to stick here. So Mike has Jade Cargill winning. I had Ty Conti becoming the new champion. Up next, in a bit of a grudge match, as the Inner Circle has officially imploded, we have Chris Jericho taking on Eddie Kingston. Mike, who you got?
I'm going to go upset here. I'm going to go Kingston. I think Eddie Kingston can use the win. He can use the rub here. And with Jericho, who knows, maybe Fozzy goes back on tour. This can write Jericho off for a little bit. And I'm going to go Kingston.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm going to say Kingston as well. I just think Jericho doesn't need this. Kingston does. Kingston can use the rub from beating a legend like Jericho. He needs to get that momentum back. I think that he lost kind of in that, you know, Danielson feud because he kept losing, and now I think he needs a big statement win to put himself back into maybe TNT title or possibly even world title contention, depending on who we think goes for wins later on the night. So I'm gonna go Kingston as well. I think it just makes most sense for to have him win. All right, up next we have the Face of the Revolution ladder match. The winner of this match gets a future TNT championship opportunity. We have Keith Lee, Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, and as we found out last night on Rampage, Christian Cage. To me, there are three really good people who could do this. I don't know, maybe they're not the same as yours, Mike, but to me, the top three for me are Lee, Wardlow, Cassidy.
Okay, we differ on one.
Okay. Out of those three, I think it's Keith Lee. I think they brought him in. He came off this wave of momentum after, you know, leaving WWE or being fired by WWE very publicly. And, you know, he comes right into AEW basically. huge wave of momentum. I think they're going to capitalize on it by having him win this huge ladder match at his first pay-per-view match in AEW. Mike, how about you?
Okay, so I agree with your sentiment. I actually think there could be four people who you could have win it. I'm with you on Keith Lee. I'm with you on Wardlow. The other two, I think Hobbs, Powerhouse Hobbs, I think he is someone who could really deserves this, deserves to break out. And even Ricky Starks, because, I mean, at least with Cassidy, he's fought Jericho. He's fought Omega for the belt. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's had these big time matches. These other guys, maybe with the outside part of Starks, who's had some major matches, but it's time to build a star. By the way, calling this the face of the Revolution ladder match and having Christian Cage in it is not really a revolution. Right. I just have to say that too. I agree with you. I think Keith Lee wins. I think Wardlow at some point is going to be at the top of the ladder, and I think Sean Spears is going to hit him with a chair. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see that dissension finally bowl over. I hope I don't see Hobbs and Starks fight over it at all, but that might happen as well. But this is Keith Lee. Keith Lee's going to win this match.
I think 100%. You don't bring a guy in like that at this time to just have him not win, unless he's getting screwed over by somebody and they're setting up a bigger feud, which I don't know what that feud is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like from the outside, who's coming in to is in this match? Although I'd be down to watch Keith Lee versus Hobbs or Wardlow at any point. Oh, so
please, I'll take 10.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I think Keith Lee's the absolute front runner here. All right. Speaking of the dissension with Wardlow, up next we have the dog collar match that pits CM Punk versus MJF. This is a feud that's been going on ever since Thanksgiving time. They had the match a few weeks ago in Chicago, which MJF won via, you know, heel maneuvers, you know, classic heel moves. Mike, who wins the rematch?
So I was team MJF up until Dynamite. And what happened on Dynamite makes me think, okay, Punk goes over here, rubber match is at All Out.
Mm.
So I'm going to go Punk here, but I'm not confident in that at all.
Yeah, this is honestly the match that I'm least confident in, because I think either way works. You either have Punk win and set up a rubber match down the line, or you just have MJF win and just seal the deal and just end the feud there. I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to say MJF goes over. I think MJF really, I actually was team Punk until I was the opposite way. I think what MJF showed on Dynamite was, it was so unique, because obviously he's always been this kind of, you know, chicken S word heel, like cowering on something like that. But this was more of like the vicious side of, I may avoid fights, but when it comes to it, I'll beat the crap out of you and I'll make you bleed all over the ring. So I do think what else is going to happen is, I think Wardlow plays a part in this match too, because it's really interesting. It depends on when this match goes on. Does this go on after the ladder match or before the ladder match? Because remember what you said about the turn with Wardlow? That could be set up in this match. Maybe he almost costs MJF the match. It's a lot of ways you could go with this, but I'm going to say MJF wins the dog collar match and officially puts the feud with CM Punk to an end for now. All right. Up next, we have for the AEW World Tag Team Championships, the triple threat match as Jurassic Express defends against Red Dragon and the Young Bucks. Oh, there's this match to me. We talked to our friend Adam a couple days ago on our Discord chat, and he thinks a certain faction is going to hold all the gold. if Red Dragon does win this match, then I will 100% say that a certain someone wins the world title later on. For right now, I think Jurassic Express holds on. I think they're going to let them have a little bit longer run with the title, maybe till the next pay-per-view. I think Double or Nothing is where you get the big moment of Red Dragon or whoever else taking the titles off Jurassic Express. I think they're going to give them one major victory here, then they move on from that. So I'm going to go Jurassic Express retains. Mike, what about you?
I'm going Red Dragon. I'm going to do it. I hated how it went down Wednesday night when they just said, oh yeah, the Bucks are going to be the third team in, which once Red Dragon won the first battle, you were like, all right, it's going to be the Bucks. Everyone knows that. But I wouldn't be shocked if there's like a double super kick and then Red Dragon goes, one of the Red Dragon guys goes blind tag, throws the Bucks outside. They steal the win. So I'm going to go Red Dragon.
Okay. Up next, we have a grudge match going on here, which, oh, this feud has been perfectly built. We have Bryan Danielson taking on Jon Moxley. A lot to look at in this match. We've been building this kind of alliance between Danielson and Moxley. Moxley saying to Danielson, though, I won't fight with anybody until I've bled with them. And so we get this match here of Danielson versus Moxley. Ooh, this one is also really tough for me, Mike. This one, you get either guy win, and I don't think the other guy's hurt by it. Seeing the circumstances of what he's come back from, I'm going to say Moxley gets the win here. And I think that's what starts the alliance between the two of them. I'm going to say Moxley gets the win here. How about you?
We're in agreement. This is his first major match since coming back. I'm going to go Moxley.
Okay.
It will be great, though.
This is the match I'm looking forward to the most. Up next, we have the AEW Women's World Championship on the line as a match that I thought they were going to save until All Out happens now. We have Britt Baker defending against Thunder Rosa. I'm sorry, Baker. You're great. You're amazing. I think your title run, you've had your title run. To me, Mike, this is Thunder Rosa's time. New Women's World Champion.
DMB. I'm going in still. I think the next the person who beats her, I think it's Jade. I just think that's where we're going.
They could do that. I wouldn't be totally against that, but you would be doing heel versus heel, kind of. And I don't know if we're ready to do that. I guess Baker and Cargill are two boisterous enough personalities where you could probably make it work and you could build a feud off of just something along those lines. This one, again, a lot of these matches could go either way. I think only like a handful of them are like destined of like, this is what's going to happen. All these other ones, like I could see Baker retaining it, but I could definitely see Rosa taking it.
100%.
So, all right. And finally, we have the main event of the evening for the AEW World Championship. Hangman Adam Page defends against Adam Cole, baby. Mike, who you got?
I'm going Hangman. For everything I've thought, and again, this is another one either way, but this is Hangman's first pay-per-view defense, which I still find really weird, but it's true. I'm going to go Hangman in a great back and forth. Someone's going to come into play, whether it's the Red Dragon Young Bucks feud that comes into play here. Something's going to happen, and I'm going Hangman.
I'm in agreement with you, Mike. To me, you can't build up Hangman taking the title off Omega for that as long as you did last year and then have Hangman losing his first major title defense. I mean, he beat Lance Archer. Great. He beat Bryan Danielson. Great. But to me, you have to give him at least one pay-per-view defense. To take it off him now, it's like, was all of that worth it? Feels like you're kind of rushing the boat here.
And if this plays out how I think it plays out, the main event of Double or Nothing, which I think is in Vegas, we're going all the chips on the line. It'll be the UE guys, Cole and Red Dragon versus the Bucks and Hangman, all the gold.
You definitely could do something like that.
I foreshadowed the Bucks are with Hangman for you.
Yeah, I think because Omega, we don't know
who knows.
We don't know when we're going to see Omega again. People have been speculating that he might be out for the entire year. He might be just taking a year off. And I did what I had to do to elevate this division. Now I want to take my break, basically. So
the one person who could throw a curveball into the whole thing is Cody Rhodes.
That is very true. We don't know his status yet. We'll just hit on that really quick because that was news that broke a couple days ago. Cody Rhodes was apparently in talks with WWE to return. Those have reportedly fizzled out and he will no longer be returning to WWE. So does this mean AEW return confirmed, Mike, or is it still up in the air of what Cody Rhodes' future is?
So I've always been of the mindset of I'm not going to believe the WWE stuff till I see it. So I still think a return to AEW has always been possible. And I'm kind of still leaning that I do believe he will return at some point.
Yeah, I think Cody Rhodes is going back to AEW. I think they'll work out their differences. I think, to me, he's going to work out his differences with AEW better than he would with WWE because WWE, he doesn't have any pull there. As much as I think he would think he does, he just doesn't. Vince doesn't care about his pull. He doesn't care about what you've done in AEW. Doesn't care. You're in his company now. You're going to play by his rules. It's unfortunately the way it is. And I think that's why the talks fizzled out, because that's just what you do. That's just what happens with Vince. He's going to give you what you want to do, and then you're going to do it. And that's what you just got to do.
But like my feeling is if we don't see him by the Raw after WrestleMania, I don't think he's coming.
Yeah.
But if anything, that's kind of been my new status on it.
Yeah. If he doesn't show up, then not showing back up.
Also, if Veer doesn't show up by the Raw after WrestleMania, Veer is dead.
Veer at this point is probably not showing up until WrestleMania 54. At this point, but
that's just veering the wrong way.
Yeah, absolutely veering the wrong way. But on that note, that wraps up our AEW Revolution 2022 predictions video. Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out this podcast on anchor.com. Check out the website, www.thesportsinsanitynetwork.com, for great articles for these episodes and for great others, all stuff sports related. But for Mike Grifkin and my name is Noah Trombley, thank you guys so much for listening. We will catch you guys next time.
Namaste.